Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter podcast. It is Monday, April 14th, and tonight I'm going to be talking about a leather rose crop project that I did. I had the chance to work on the project at the Crafter SIG meeting that was immediately before the event that I went to on Saturday. And the Crafter SIG's a great group around here that's recently restarted up. It's a group of individuals who are interested in some kind of similar things to myself as far as making toys and furniture and different things like that. So it's nice when you can get a group of like-minded individuals together like that and sort of work on projects together, kind of share ideas and whatnot. I enjoyed being able to go to that. I was a little not quite sure what to expect as far as the what we were going to be making, but I think it turned out to be pretty interesting. I definitely like the way it looks. I have some pictures up on the website, which I've been doing some working on, trying to kind of remodel a little bit and make more useful, more clear. I recently added the iTunes subscription button as well as a RSS feed button to the website. And I also changed things around so that only basically a first overview picture for the project will be showing on the craft segments, which hopefully will help kind of unclutter the main page a bit, but all the rest of the images will still be available as thumbnails. Well, maybe not as thumbnails, but as scaled down images that link to the full size images behind a cut that will be linked at the bottom of the post. So anyway, as you can see on the webpage, the finished product that I ended up making, I think turned out pretty nice. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to take pictures during the process of making it, which I would have liked to have been able to do because of the no camera policy of the club. Which is perfectly reasonable, but not terribly convenient for my purposes. So I went through and essentially repeated the process with paper and pencil. And I think it illustrates the general ideas behind the construction between that and the image of the final product. I think it's fairly clear. Feel free to comment if you disagree or if you have any questions about the construction process or would like to see any other pictures of individual stages or need anything explained. I can be reached by email at evan@kinkycrafter.com. So let's see, other than that, I guess I'll just start in on the description of how the project was put together. We started off by cutting to length the initial fiberglass rods, which I understand can be gotten from a kite supply store. Might have to order those online if there's not a kite supply store nearby, but anywhere that has reasonable diameter, fairly flexible fiberglass rod would work well for that. We cut those to about, I believe it was 24 inches. The handles were pre-made for us by the person who was running the demonstration. The extreme low budget end of that would be to get a piece of wooden dowel of that size and cut it and drill it. If you want something a little fancier, you might be able to find some preformed blanks of the generally appropriate size and diameter. These, I believe, were actually specifically turned on a wood lathe for this purpose. So they have a nice shape to them, a nice contour, fairly smoothly finished and whatnot. So it's definitely a good time to have a friend that has a wood lathe. See, after the fiberglass rods were cut, we cut out quarter-inch strips about 4 foot long from a large piece of hide that the person running the demonstration had, and he was using a large cutting mat and a rotary cutter similar to the one that had pictured with the last project, only larger, and apparently you get a much smoother cut out of those. So we cut the four-foot long, quarter-inch wide strands, four of those for each person, then put the strands and attach them to the top of the rods, basically just using electrical tape, and then started the braid and worked the braid all the way down until it was within a few inches of the very end. Once it was down there, electrical tape again, and then cutting off the loose ends. After everything was braided, the rod was laid down on a flat table and you rolled underhand. If you have it, a flat plank of wood and a very smooth surface, marble countertops are really nice. Actually have a polished granite slab that I use for finishing, and rolling it back and forth on that with either with your hands or with a hard wooden plank will give you a nice smooth rounded surface and will help sort of settle the braid in to where it looks a lot more even and consistent. And after everything was cleaned up, we took fake sinew, which is basically just waxed thread that's very sturdy and will last forever, and tied off just above both pieces of electrical tape at the top and the bottom, and then removed the electrical tape on the bottom and cut off the excess so that it would have the exposed rod to go into the handle. Around the top, I started off by taking the... Oh, I almost skipped over the part where we cut out the roses. The person who was running the demonstration had a... not sure what the correct term for it is, but basically a leather die cutout press where you put a... there's a flat lower surface, a cutting die, and a channel that you put a piece of leather between the bottom surface and the cutting die, and slide that assembly into the channel and then pull down on a lever, and it presses down the cutting die and cuts out the shape. I used that to cut out 8 heart shapes, and then afterwards just took some plain craft scissors and cut essentially a diamond shape out of the bottom of the hearts, and then slit the remaining center section about halfway up, and this gives essentially a taper to each piece so that when it's wrapped around, it makes it more full at the top and more tapered down to a point at the bottom, so you get that sort of rounded rose shape. So the after everything was cut out and appropriately shaped, I used essentially it's a leather cement. It's actually not that different from like Elmer's glue, but it works very well with leather products. I used the leather cement to coat the inside of the first heart and wrapped it around the main, the very top of the shaft, leaving the curved top part of the heart sticking up slightly above the shaft. And wrapped that tightly, wiped off the excess glue, and then clamped it in place for about 5 minutes. The clamping was really only necessary on the first one because it's such a sharp turn around the shaft. But on the successive layers, once that had dried, I essentially just pulled it off, applied the next heart, and wrapped it around. You want to try to stagger it so that the highest curved part of the heart is lined up with a lower part in the outermost bit that's around there, so you get sort of that staggered offset petal look that sort of makes it a little more aesthetically pleasing. And so each of the remaining hearts was applied like that, applying the leather cement to the inside of it and then wrapping it around, always making sure as I went to constantly sort of squeeze the bottom in and roll it in and sort of tuck the bottom in to maintain that taper and that shape. You try to avoid the excess cement as much as possible. Although you can see on the final pictures, there are a couple places on the outside where you can see smears of cement, which doesn't really have a big functional effect, but it can discolor the final product a little bit, so it's not quite as pretty. So anyway, after all 8 layers were applied to the outside of the to the outside of the rose, and really started to sort of take on that nice round shape. After that was done and things had dried up a little bit, I took about 2 inch or so long, quarter inch strip of leather and wrapped it around the base, which sort of covers up, you could probably go a little wider than quarter inch if you wanted to, or even, if you're fairly experienced with leather braiding, do something a little more complicated like a Turk's head, to sort of give a decorative cover, to the bottom because it does look a little uneven, and then either before or after you do that, I applied mine after because I wasn't too worried about how the bottom of it looked. But if you're going to do something like a Turk's head to sort of pretty it up, I would probably apply the leaves first. The leaves are basically just thin strips of tapered leather, with just the bottom section glued on at the very base of the rose. And after that, it had a little while to dry. We mounted the shafts in the handles. That basically just amounted to a decent sized dab of Gorilla Glue into the recessed hole in the handle, which it was a graduated hole. There was a deeper hole that was the size of the fiberglass rod, and then a shallower hole that only went about maybe half an inch or so in, that was larger, that was big enough to fit the actual braided leather overlay in. So it gives a nice solid foundation as well as sort of a kind of an even, clean transition between the two, you know, with the leather going directly into the handle. One thing with the Gorilla Glue is that, you know, as it hardens up over the next couple hours, it kind of foams up and has a tendency to sort of squeeze out around the edges. I basically just sort of left it alone, let it expand, and then after it had sort of dried and hardened, I went back with a razor blade and cut off the excess and, you know, lightly scraped it, and I could probably go back and do a little bit of sanding just to to finally even it out. So yeah, I should probably talk about the handle a little bit. Before gluing it together, the first step that we did with the handle was to put on a pair of rubber gloves, the kind that you'll find in any paint section. Basically just a cheap, heavy gloves that'll keep the stain from getting all over your hands. And then we used a, I don't recall the name brand off the top of my head, but one of the quick finishing stains, where essentially you just have to take the wooden handle and a piece of paper towel, fold it over a couple times, you squirt some of the stain into the paper towel, and just rub it into the wood for a couple minutes, wipe off any excess, and then leave it standing for about half an hour, and then you have a nice even stain and smooth finish. You could obviously go about staining it in a much more intricate process, so you could get a slightly nicer looking finished effect. But I think for the amount of effort and time and money that goes into it, that's definitely the most reasonable way of doing it, in my opinion. So after it was all put together, basically all that was really left was to let it dry. Although I got to admit, it was tempting to give it a couple swings later on in the night, since I was actually, in the club for the evening. But I figured that wouldn't really be good for the glue and whatnot, so I was responsible and set it aside and let it sort of, let everything set up. And I think the finished product's actually pretty nice. It has a very, because of the fiberglass rod, it's very flexible but still fairly strong. The the braided leather overlay gives a very nice aesthetic look on the shaft. The top part is very, it's fairly solid and hefty ball of leather, essentially. So you get a very nice thuddy impact from it. And it's just, it's a interesting aesthetic piece. It looks different than some of the plainer things that tend to be in the toy bag. So all in all, I'm pretty happy with it. And, if anyone out there decides to take on a similar process, I'd love to see pictures of your results and, any stories that you might have. And, I'd like to hear about, if these craft segments are doing anything for anyone, and, what people are getting out of them. So if you would like to comment, have any questions, anything like that, I'd love to hear from you at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I hope you have a good night.